Everybody.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
This fine night at WMFO. Live in Medford, 91.5 FM radio.
Yeah, we're here. We out here. We are having a night. We are feeling school.
Today. We're feeling schooly.
We're feeling being back here. And so our theme is actually anxieties and fears. Yay!
Let's go, baby.
So we're going to be playing out some of our things that are on our mind, up to the listener's interpretation, I would say.
We've been having a night of it already.
Yeah, for sure.
So welcome to Kale for Sale. Don't tune out now. try not to. Stick with us.
I know we have grasped your attention.
I know that you're literally just can't wait to see what's coming next.
So yeah, that's that. We'll have some good banter later, we promise.
Right now we're just too anxious and
or
sad.
Too anxious. We're thinking
and
about
afraid.
Our fears. We're afraid.
We're just afraid. Okay. See y'all. Supercut of us, all the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. And cars, all the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head I do everything right. When you call I've forgiven that fight. Because of the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart. Cause in my head I do everything right. When you call I've forgiven that fight. Because all the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart. Come home to my heart.
Hello there. So you can interpret those songs as you want. We're thinking a lot about the hurricanes.
I'm scared of them.
We're scared of them, yeah.
I think that Jose is not gonna, like, hit us that hard. This is just me speaking things into truth right now, but
I'm with it.
It's just, like, the fact that they're all coming back to back. And I it's also hurricane season. I know this. Like,
they're bad, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it's super valid to be scared of them. They're wrecking people's lives and well-beings right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely an anxiety and a fear, for sure.
Yeah.
It's our theme. What else do we have in there? We played... Emma can tell us what we played.
We played some Dolly Parton. We played some, that last song you heard, the classic
of
Jolene.
Jolene.
About a jilted lover.
Which neither of Emma and I is like a direct fear or anxiety, because just not super applicable, but we imagine that if we were in that like scenario,
I just remember hearing that song when I was younger and being like, well, if her man's going to leave her for this other woman, like, why does she want that hoe? But then Dolly, I feel you, dude. You can't, love
complicated.
Is blind and
it's
complicated.
And blind, you're so right.
But I do really like the name of that album, which is Backwoods Barbie, which I just didn't know until now.
She knows her style.
She knows herself. Damn.
She does.
She's true.
Yeah.
What else are we stressed about? Should we just have a venting session?
Oh my gosh. So earlier tonight, a dear friend of ours who we've mentioned many a time on this show, Fabio Veracruzbo, it's his birthday today.
My lovely boy.
And in honor of his birthday, since it's a Tuesday night and a lot of us have a lot going on, we decided we would just like order some burgers and fries and do like some good old fashioned just like food.
Just like, you know, sitting around the table, eating a burger, eating some fries,
and
a veggie burger.
So we wait, and so it's already 8 o'clock when we place this order because, you know, we're busy people. And then it takes an hour to get here, which I was like, I was disappointed about it because I was hungry for sure.
Yeah.
But I was also like, it's fine. I'm excited for our food.
And then, I kind of liked that it took an hour because I was like, ooh, the anticipation's building. Like,
right.
Exactly.
Right. And you can also be like, it's okay that I like expect a lot from this because like it will be here.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. They forgot my burger and my fries. Can you believe that?
Also,
oh my
to
gosh.
Be fair.
And they remembered everyone else's. I was so bummed about
no,
it. But also, it reminded me how much my friends love and support me because Emma split her burger in half for me and everyone let me take a bite of their burger. And I also ate both Dakota and Emma's fries. So, you know what? I was really lifted up by the people around me.
No, but Meredith, one thing that I'm thinking, which I thought at the time and I didn't say and I wasn't sure if you were thinking it, was like, they didn't specifically forget your burger and fries. You were, because we all like got the same order. You were just like the least greedy one and didn't like immediately grab everything.
Okay, but like, also you and Dakota both ordered veggie burgers.
Yes.
So I had a bacon cheeseburger, which was definitely just not there. So I did, a part of me also did think that, but then I took a bite of everyone, so I knew that none of them were mine.
Oh, you ordered a different one?
Yeah.
Oh.
We all ordered different ones. Emma wasn't there in part of the ordering process. She was just like, get me a veggie burger. And we were like, we got you, Emma. But
dang.
It also ended up being okay because we made a separate... So we ordered the burgers and then Fabio and Stuart
this
made a separate trip to McDonald's to get... shakes and McFlurries.
Well, part of the reason for that was because the place we ordered from called us and was
redacted,
like...
Redacted. Place we ordered
redacted
from.
Redacted.
We are not talking
remind,
about
or rhymes with Schmasty Schmerger.
Yeah, definitely.
But I will not... Like, obviously, we're preserving their anonymity, but it starts with the T and then rhymes with pasty. And then the second word is turger, but starts with the B.
So you get what we're saying.
So anyway,
you're picking up what we're putting down.
If you can decipher that one, we ordered shakes from them, which I didn't, by the way, because I'm vegan, of course. But then they called us and we're like, our
shake machine is broken.
Which, by the way, is that just a blender? Or
yeah, I also am confused by that because a shake isn't too hard to make.
Yeah,
but
so
yeah,
anyway,
they called us.
So we had
like,
to like do some extra legwork to go to freaking McDonald's.
Yeah, which was okay because that's originally what Fabio originally wanted from this night was for us to order delivery McDonald's, and I talked him out of that because I was like, I'm not having. McDonald's delivered here. So at least Fabio got the rush that he wanted of going to McDonald's.
Fabio was so, that explains why it was so quick to drive to McDonald's.
Yeah. It was already on the brain. And it ended up being fine because while I was bummed about my food, I ate my friend's food and then I ate my McFlurry. So honestly,
yeah, and
it all worked out.
It was good for me too because usually I feel really, really full and like sick from eating burgers. So like,
am I gaslighting you? Is that what just happened?
I feel like
you wouldn't have been super full from a veggie burger, but you know, that's
okay. No, that's would have happened.
Okay.
Fine. We're gonna fight about this offline.
Yeah.
Okay. Meredith, you have some sweet tunes lined up.
Yeah, I've got some tunes.
Cool. Stay tuned in.
Did my invitations disappear? Candles burn down this place.
favorites.
Wow. Sneak peek of what you're about to hear.
Quick note about that song is that in line with our theme, just to reiterate what our theme is, it is anxieties and fears, obviously. And so we played that one not really because of the content of the song. I actually wasn't really listening to the content of the song. But it's by a band called The Gaslight Anthem. And we were talking about gaslighting in many ways.
Anyway, now that you're all caught up. Yeah, one of my biggest fears and anxieties is being gaslighted into choosing a STEM major, which, like, honestly, partially happens.
That's true. There's so many different ways to apply it.
I feel like I have been gaslighted into, like,
architectural studies, man.
Yeah. I was telling Meredith, I was... So Meredith, you can speak for yourself, but Meredith's in a class right now that is just, like, really gets nitty-gritty about stuff.
Yeah, you have to be, like, really good with details, which
I'm
not.
Yeah, and I was saying how a lot of the architecture classes that I've taken that I, like, don't like, it's because they're more engineering classes, so you can't, like, just BS things, which is what I normally do with, like, my artwork, which is just, like, do whatever I want. And then if it doesn't look good, I'm like, well, that was intentional. Like, I was supposed to, like, that was my idea about it. And I realize now that in engineering, you just, like, have to do it correctly. And it's, like, not really even artful at that point. It's mostly just
really
math, if you will. Which is just a shocking realization this late in the game. And thus, I have been gaslighted into being an architecture major.
And with that, we have
anyway
a really wonderful
on
song
a better
for
note.
You.
Yeah. Honestly, no introduction necessary.
Yeah, you're so right. We'll just jump in.
Everybody's cried at least once. Everybody's laughed at least twice. And over and over again. Everybody's cried at least once. Everybody's laughed at least twice. And over and over again. I don't want you to get involved again, but I want you to join me in my quest again. Conflict with my life is the beginning. A conflict with my life is the beginning. A conflict with my life is the beginning. Everybody's cried at least once. Everybody's laughed at least twice. And over and over again. Everybody's cried at least once. Everybody's laughed at least twice. And over and over again.
Everybody's crying. eyes. It's so hard to accept the party is over. You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new Vans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blood. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. Am I warm enough for you outside, baby? Myself think I need therapy. I'm sorry I'm not more attractive. I'm sorry I'm not more ladylike. I'm sorry I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right.
Woman
All right, our PSA for tonight is on pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Whoa. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians, especially when you're in Tufts campus, because the pedestrians here are crazy.
Really just couldn't care less.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Beautiful. Thank you, Meredith.
No prob.
Do we have any thoughts on our last? You just heard Always Alright by Alabama Shakes because we wanted to lighten the mood, and it sort of did.
Sort of did.
Oh, I actually did want to discuss our song at the top of this little segment. Everybody's Cried at Least Once by the Naked Brothers Band. Is
you probably recognize them. I know.
Quickly rocketing into my top 10 most played songs this week. Mm-hmm. It's a really good song. I was DJing in a car on a car ride home this weekend that was kind of long, which is a very stressful position to be in. Speaking of anxieties and fears.
Yeah.
Literally two times when I plugged in my phone, my iTunes just automatically started playing, and it was just really embarrassing music. And I was like, oh no. But I did want to listen to Crazy Car by Naked Brothers Band as an amazing throwback.
Yeah.
Which is not on Spotify. Which, at Spotify, travesty. If you're listening.
Travesty.
At CEO of Spotify. Mr. Spotify.
At Mr. Spotify, get Crazy Car by the Naked Brothers on there. Or we're going to have
I did find this song, which is a new one to me, called Everybody's Cried at Least Once, which is true. Everybody has cried at least once.
Hopefully way more than that, though.
I've cried at least once per day for, most days. Yeah. Actually, okay, that's not... Not really a crier, but I do express emotion at least once a day.
Yeah, for sure.
So
another
anyway,
part of it is everybody's laughed at least.
Everybody's
twice.
Laughed at least twice, which is such a good message.
Yeah, it's you a good cry. Way of humanizing all people you come in contact with. You know.
Yeah, true.
Everyone's cried. Everyone's laughed. You can relate to everyone. Mm-hmm. Anxieties and fears.
Yep,
they bring us together.
So true.
Soy true.
Soy true. And I think that honestly is going to carry me through the rest of this night and the rest of this week, along with a couple more tunes that we have.
Yeah, we've got one more stressed one, and then we're going to bring it together.
We're going to bring it all back. Nice, not to just reveal our whole formula for this show.
Yeah, but we're playing with your emotions.
Anyway, here we go.
I smell alright. Oh, I think I smell alright. Oh, you little kids seem to think you know just where.
what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
Bring it all back now.
Dream of falling in love. Anything you've been thinking of. When the world seems to get too tough.
All right, so on that note, ending with a positive note.
Hi, Mom.
That's the way Emma and I do it.
My mom finally tuned in for the last 8 minutes of our last ever Kale for Sale summer show.
Yeah, this is it. And then we'll be on a new schedule. Emma and I are waiting in anticipation to find out what time that
I'm really
that will be at.
Yeah.
We're nervous.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Talk about an anxiety and fear. That's up there for me. So yeah, this has been Kale for Sale, and you are listening.
This has been Kale for Sale Summer Edition.
Summer Edition, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you guys so much for all.